If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Dana.
Why? Good morning. Why would you do this to me?
Well, you were pointing out that, look, the Trump pinata hand
His
is
hand
slowly
is creepily on my thigh.
Wow. See?
Yeah. Look, even the Trump pinata is a fancy grabber. What? Huh? What's happening?
I'm okay? So glad this isn't hollow. I would have a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm creeped out sitting next to it anyway.
I know. Okay. Well, he's Jim is sick, so Trump pinata.
Great.
I love the poorly educated.
Good point. Thank you, pinata Trump. Okay. What was I going to tell you? Oh, so tonight's a big night. We are taping the long asked for lesbianic happy hour with you and Suzanne Westenhofer.
I'm basically spending the entire day at your house.
I know. It's going to be les-tastic. And then we're going to tape it right before the debate night party.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Which I will be here for.
And then we're all going to line up. We were saying it's going to be like the scene in Airplane with the Trump pinata. Just lined up with, planks.
That'd be perfect. Well, if don't put the lesbians at the front, that head will be blown off in the first two hits.
That's what I said. There's going to be two drunken athletic lesbians.
Yeah.
Here early.
We said we need a Trump pinata for everyone.
Yeah. As we know, Dana's car looks like a Big Five. It's like a sporting goods store.
It's actually really good right now. There's no.
You've got golf clubs. You could hit it with every club.
I could. I could totally Tiger Woods the hell out of this.
You probably got a caddy in there that'll tell you which club to use.
I do.
I'd use the sand wedge.
Take that head right off.
See, you know the names. Don't act like you're not one of us.
I don't play golf in there.
Just try and cover it up with your long hair.
Like Jiminy Glick.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to... Oh, and you met my teeny tiny new executive producer.
I did. She's
Vanessa
lovely.
Rumbles.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. She's
finally something to look at in the morning.
Yes, right? Well, and also highly qualified, Dana.
Oh,
listen,
of course.
It's John Melendez's job to sexually harass her. Don't you do it, too. She comes to us from Tavis Smiley, PBS.
Everyone in the room, I'm the safest.
KTLA Morning News, TMZ Live.
That's fantastic.
She's a teeny tiny girl with
You've
a
been
giant
working since
resume.
Six, apparently.
With a giant resume and a giant Rolodex.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have any further thoughts on debate night?
I don't know if we should have a drinking game tonight.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
My liver can't handle this anymore.
Yeah.
Either spread out the debates or we need to find something else to do during them.
Yeah. It's hard to even predict what he's going to do.
I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I hope he implodes. Oh, God, I hope he implodes. Because I know that he sort of has in the first two as well, but it's...
Don't you know, maybe she'll make him cry tonight. That'd be great. Oh, and the bronzer just start like the cowardly line.
I just want him to lose
You stepped on my tail.
Right. I'd want him to start talking about drug tests, like in the middle while he's sniffing, being like,
"Well,
we need to do it. I think we should have done a drug test before."
Do you think will he whip it out and pee in a cup? Well, in a thimble, in his case.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna. Someone's gonna have to hold that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I got it. Let's go to Leon in Illinois. You're on with Dana. Hey, Leon.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Stephanie. I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
And I've tried for some time to contact you and Tom. About this issue.
Oh, dear.
A little over a year ago, my wife and I took a pre-concealed class, carry class, in Central Illinois. And what I'm about to tell you, I'll swear in court. Before we left the building, after we were finished with our class, we were told these exact words: be careful how you vote, because we need our silencers. And with all this craziness going around the country now, I would love to get this message to Tom and Bill, and especially Hillary, get this word out to everyone how stupid these people are.
Yeah,
this was taught by NRA members. And if I'd have known that, I would have torn my jack up.
Yeah. No, it's getting scary out there. I was saying, Kurt Eichenwald, who's doing such great reporting for Newsweek, on Trump's business ties and Russian ties and all that.
That video is fantastic that Hillary put out.
Which one?
About all of Trump's business ties to Russia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the new one. Right.
Fantastic.
But he wrote a piece for Newsweek: right-wing extremists are a bigger threat to America than ISIS. And this is scary. And these are the yahoos that he's ginning up with this voter fraud. And But Kurt writes, they untold thousands like them. He profiled two right-wing terrorists. He said, like them are extremists who hide among us, the right-wing militants who since 2002 have killed more people in the U.S. than jihadis have. In that time, let's see, Islamists launched 9 attacks that murdered 45, while right-wing extremists struck 18 times, leaving 48 dead. These Americans thrive on hate and conspiracy theories, many fed to them by politicians and commentators, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Donald Trump. These extremists turn to violence against minorities, non-Christians, abortion providers, government officials, and what they believe is a fight to save America, and the potential for violence is escalating every day. And they quote an expert saying law enforcement agencies in the U.S. consider anti-government violent extremists, not radicalized Muslims, to be the most severe threat of political violence they face. And this is what we're, it stops being funny.
That's
what
he's why doing. I don't understand why there aren't charges against him for like inciting mass violence.
Yeah.
In any other place, he would actually be in jail for doing that. He's inciting.
He's encouraged people to take a shot at Hillary twice.
Right. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, and we were talking about this before. The lunatic that attacked the Planned Parenthood in Colorado did that because Carly Fiorina and all the others, those Republicans, were saying that this is what was happening. They were killing babies. You need to do something. Blah, blah, blah. And so some guy was like, I'm going to do it. And he wasn't right in the head.
Right.
Mental health problem in this country, the words like Donald Trump is using just gives them permission to do every crazy thing that's ever gone through their head.
And I think of Gabby Giffords. You're talking about Arizona.
Yeah.
And right now, Clinton's leading Trump by 5 points in Arizona. But I think of Gabby Giffords and how someone put a crosshair in terms of Gabby Giffords' face, and someone took
would be Sarah Palin on her website.
Yes. And to think that someone in her congressional, you know, obviously shot her in the head. And, you know, and people take these, some people who are really that passionate will take this seriously. And on election day, There's probably a bigger police presence, and that's sad that there has to be a police presence around the voting polls.
Kurt ends, so far the right wing, including the violent militias, have turned on the Republican Party. That's the other thing, is they've lost control of this whole thing. The establishment Republicans now fumble about trying to understand why their preferred candidates are being kicked aside in favor of Donald Trump, who rages about sellout politicians and make promises to do things that radicals adore. Forums like Stormfront fulminate with praise and devotion to Trump while all but spitting on the more traditional candidates. The Republicans played a dangerous game by giving credence to all those conspiracy theories about Obama, a game that made them the target of right-wing rage they engendered. They've been the author of the rise of the radicals, peaceful and violent, that in turn is tearing the party apart. Meanwhile, the right-wing extremists continue their plotting against America. I'm afraid what's going to happen in 3 weeks. I really am.
I am actually going to be in Mexico, and I'm not joking about
Coward.
I know. I'm out of here. And I'm worried that the election night, because I do believe she's going to win, I think it's going to be a really dangerous time to be in the United States.
Yeah, you think they're angry now, right?
No kidding.
Right. Yeah. Whitley gets his ass kicked by a girl.
By a girl. And a girl that used to be his friend.
Ha ha. I invited to your wedding. I'm gonna have. This is all I'm gonna do. You go ahead, do that. That's all I'm gonna do. November 9th. That's gonna be the whole show.
That's it for 3 hours. And me going.
I will do my own part for making the climate worse, because I would be full on gloat.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Schadenfreude for breakfast every day. Okay. By the way, so he's going to bring up the WikiLeaks, blah, blah,
of
blah.
Of course.
Yeah. I was mentioning this. I don't know if you saw in the Washington Post. I read Hillary Clinton's speeches to Goldman Sachs. Here's what surprised me the most. After reading the speeches, I don't understand why Clinton didn't make them public back in the spring. The transcripts mostly reveal a person who says similar things in private than as she does in public. I mean, once again, another bombshell with no "they're there."
Is it in? Correct me if I'm wrong, and if you don't, Twitter will, because they do so quickly. Is it Ecuador that cut off Assange's internet?
Yes. No, you are correct.
Yes.
Which is hilarious.
You are correct. Hold your fire, Twitter.
Yeah, hold your fire. It got the right country.
We see the whites arise.
You guys have probably already talked about, if you haven't talked about this,
ahead.
I was talking with a friend. So the firebombing on the...
yes.
Okay, in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Did anyone catch when Trump spoke about that? Or who?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, yes. What was his tweet? Was the animals? What did he say?
Right.
Animals connected to Hillary Clinton.
But the more he spoke about it, he said that there was absentee ballots in that office. Why the hell are they holding any absentee ballots in that office in North Carolina?
Right.
He actually said there were absentee ballots there that may have gotten destroyed. I'm like, why are you guys holding those? Those should have been turned in.
Yeah. He tweeted, animals representing Hillary Clinton and Dems in North Carolina just firebombed our office because we are winning. Okay, first of all, not winning. She's ahead in North Carolina. Secondly, There's no, obviously he always, this is what's so dangerous. He says stuff with no proof.
Right. It could have been a Bernie supporter. In fact, in my conspiracy theory, it could have been one of his own people.
Thank you. This is what the piece that's what,
that's what the Nazis did. That's what they did with Hitler.
Yes. I can't believe Jim's not here for our springtime with Donald Trump.
We need it. I know.
Because it is springtime.
Springtime for
Trump.
Run.
America.
Yeah, Max Boot wrote this in the LA Times. The Nazi echoes in Trump's tweets. He writes and he talks about the. Am I saying that right? Reichstag fire.
I believe so.
I just made Jim sicker if he's listening. Probably. Yeah, but let's see. He writes on February 27th, 1933, a deranged young Dutch communist. For all y'all kids who don't remember, set fire to the German Parliament, the Reichstag. The newly elected German chancellor sensed an immediate opportunity to eliminate the last freedoms of the Weimar regime in the name of public safety. These subhumans do not understand how the people stand at our side, Adolf Hitler thundered in their mouse holes out of which they now want to come. Of course, they hear nothing but the cheering of the masses. But that's the whole... I thought the same thing, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, that I was like...
It was done at night.
Right.
So there was a chance of no one being in there, and they knew that. It was in an abandoned strip mall in the middle of nowhere. You would have been able to see if there were lights on in that place. The whole thing looks sketchy
right.
to me.
Right. But anyway, he writes, the firebombing of the Trump campaign office in Orange County, North Carolina was no Reichstag fire, but nevertheless, there are some disturbing echoes of the of 1933 and Trump's immediate response. And then he talks about it, what he tweeted. He said, there's so much wrong with that sentence, it's hard to know where to begin. In the first place, Trump is not winning in North Carolina. Second, you don't refer to anyone, even arsonists, as animals, however deeply flawed, blah, blah, blah. Third, most importantly, there was no evidence to suggest the arsonists were representing Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. Even if the attack was the work of local Democrats, it's impossible to imagine Clinton or the Democratic Party had anything to do with it. It's just as likely to be a false flag operation carried out by Trump's alt-right supporters to implicate the Democrats.
Right.
Thank you. We weren't the only ones thinking that.
No.
Yeah. Clinton rightly did not make any such allegation, though. She obviously right away said the attack on the Orange County headquarters is horrific, unacceptable, very grateful that everyone is safe.
Right.
Classy, as she always is, right?
And they thanked her.
Right.
The Republican Party in North Carolina thanked her for her tweet.
Right. And the other thing we've been talking about, this is the other story, Democrats rake in cash for the other party.
Right.
In a rare olive branch in a season of uncheckered political hostility, when someone firebombed the bot, it was Democrats who stepped up with the more than $13,000 to help their opponents rebuild. The gesture in which Democrats have outweighed Republicans 3-1 seemed especially notable given that Donald Trump had immediately blamed animals representing Hillary Clinton. I mean, it is amazing. Anyway, so she did the full-throated condemnation. It's Democrats that raised the money, and it's just, it is incredible.
Yep.
I thought the same thing. Same thing you did.
You and I.
Just saying. But he closes. He's going to some very dark places where no previous presidential nominee has ever gone. Speaking of conspiracy theories, that was a little bit, his latest one was a little bit Jewy, wasn't it? Wasn't it a little?
I'm not sure.
She's meeting with global cabals of financial whatever to steal
a little anti-Semitism slipped right in there.
Yeah.
Just Trump for breakfast.
Trump is assigning blame for his potential defeat to a shadowy cabal that includes such groups as international bankers, Jews, and other and ethnic minorities.
Yeah. The people, my mother and I talk about it all the time, and we're both so infuriated with the fact that people cannot see the parallels between this and the rise of Hitler is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. He is. Look at him. He's Orange Hitler.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm ignoring him. I'm actually pretending this isn't happening for the next hour and 12 minutes.
This is like a hostage crisis.
I can still feel his hand on my leg.
Oh.
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 Oh.